I'll do the best that I can. And I'm sure you'll do the best that you can to make this what the Lord is in this morning. And we believe that you will do it. And now, this afternoon, it's the first time that I have ever come in my life to speak to people. one that I ever ministered to, and his name is Miller, plus the attention to Mrs. that others ministered to. And now, we have been in the services. We had a service in Love, Texas, just a few days ago, where we had one. And we, the Western people have always so nice to us, as well as the Eastern. And Love has just had an outstanding the presence of the Lord. And so we have, this short meeting to do my ministry is not that I am a divine healer. Anyone knows that. I think people that really thinking generally right know that their own man is a divine healer. That thing is not alone. And I never did receive any power to heal Christian books. And if others say they do it, well, that I hope and trust that that is the truth. I would like to see our Lord Jesus come down give people power to heal sick. But I don't think he ever did do it, and even himself he didn't claim to do it. So I doubt very much whether he ever will do that. He said himself that he was a healer. He said it's not me that does work, it's my Father. He's the one that does the work. He said, I can do nothing in myself, but what I see the Father doing, that I do also. In other words, he just acted strong on what the Father showed him to do. And that's the way it is now. That is, it's patient. And when he shows anything, I want to be obedient to him. And several of the people just wasn't obedient. So, and if ever is the time that you ever see it, that this was the Word of God, that some error did, well, then I'm wrong. No matter what it is, it's wrong. It's got to be the Bible. I believe that in the Old Testament, they had prophets, dreamers, seers, so forth. But they had a way of proving those things. And what they were writing, they were dreamers, dreamers, prophets, prophesying. And it was the righteous way on the Urim Thummim, which was on the Aaron's wedding day, was supernatural, and it was bad, but it was true. No matter how sincere, the person needs to be is wrong. And I think that is in the way of the Urim Thummim, as on the Aaron's wedding day, I believe this is God's Urim Thummim today. This is work. If a dreamer dreams a dream or a prophet prophesies, and according to the word, in the Word, that I'm just trying to find the reason that the person was in that time. This is God's foundation, plan of salvation, and all the attributes of all sin, death, burial, and resurrection is based on the Word of God. And so far, I've never seen death in the meeting that I know of as anything that was ever said, unless it was the backup of the Scripture. Now, I'm not different theology of different churches, but just look at it, listen a little while, and you'll find out that they back in the scriptures. And Jesus, when he came on earth, is visiting from the different sense of theology of that day, so much to take on with the mind reader or if all he had received was off. And he had a supernatural work that, well, in his mind, he said he was just dead, or they all done. And it didn't fit with their teaching, but it did fit with God's Word. The Bible takes over to the heaven and that line. And history teaches down there in the wall, and every scripture perhaps has a compound meaning to it. I don't know what it is, my brother. I guess you have to realize that. Written in Matthew 3, where it says that, as it's written about Jesus, says that out of Egypt I will call my son. Man reports the scripture that is used in the Old Testament about Jesus being God called the Son. The original reading on that refers back to calling Isaac. Israel out of Egypt. But also Israel was the Son, and also Jesus was the Son. So the same scripture was a divine one. Out of Egypt, I call my son, and many other places in the Bible. And we see the promises, and we have a repeat today. And I go around many promises, Exodus, Baptist, Pentecostal, all together. On these things, we try to draw lines upon a man's doctrine of his church. We believe that every person that's born in Because the one church, they go church. And no segregation, no worship they have, because the denominational errors. We try to overlook that. And I was raised up as a father, and I led the Baptist church to do that. And come to the preaching that we are together. Let us come together. We can agree on these doctrines and so forth. But those who are in your breath, agree on the same way to the house. So if they can agree, let us come to the house of God for us. And now let us be neighbors. We can be neighbors in your name. Let's see if we're all standing tall and each other and say, man, where's the medical down the road? How do we get along there? Don't you think so? So, that's what we're here for. The service is broken in the evening at 7:30, I suppose. And we'll use the preliminary, and then after that, I don't know just yet what the basis of the evening is for, but it's the peace that I'm told. And I have evangelistic services, or let the brother do that, and we'll need a place to sit. That day I'm down out there from Brother Dallas and Henry Joker. The only thing that I'm here for is to follow the instructions of my brother, as long as he doesn't interfere with the plans that God has committed or he can do. And, so we'll get into that later. The afternoon coming together. I thought it would be nice this afternoon while together. As we would, I remember about my trip that you all just helped sponsor the standing meeting. As you would like, would you like to hear about the trip? Thank you. And we will talk on the meeting for the next 30 minutes or so forth. And a few people here, I thought, remember when we were here last year, before going to India, you gave an offering. You're a missionary, you're all very powerful. Now that we're all in the faith, you gave it the same way, that it would go to the glory of God. And I thank my Lord Jesus to tell you how that what becomes our missionary offering to the Indian and what we're going to do. And before we start on this and preaching of God's word, he did not want to bless my word, but he has come to bless his. So, my word will fail because I'm just a man. But his word can't fail because I'm God. And so, let's, before we read it, let's ask him to be with us now and bless the building, the place that we're standing up together for his glory. We want to thank the shrine, the shrine over there, the shrine is put there, has been nicely worked over my appointment. They've opened up their doors. And when I leave making a pen to the bad weather, they throw their doors open and say, come. Frankly, I'm the only one of my family, and my father, or my mother's people, or also my wife's people, that I'm either making sliders or something in the living or in the day. And they don't let them, it is my prayer, that they will, everyone, I'll be realized that I have to say this, that every one of these Christians, if the church can't produce every one of these Christians, how much more are they than anybody? But we pray this, that the Lord Jesus Christ and his mercy will save every one of us before you do this church. God bless you all. And I'll be down and talk to this great thing. Our time running, Father, we come to thee the day when that all sufficient name of our Lord Jesus, knowing this, that he is come, that whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. And we come presenting him, not ourselves. For God has never promised you that you would answer in our name, but you promised to answer in his name. So we place him before us as we go to thee. Hear us, Lord, as we seek through Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity that we have of being here in this great city, standing here in the desert, finding a king, something that's great that out of hell. And we pray, Father, that by this great city, that you'll raise us out of the chaos of this generation of our church of the God. place according to the Bible, that great things may be accomplished, that sinners may come to the altar seeking peace for their weary soul. May the Lord be a waiter and a outfather, and as we recall, that strong man may come humbly to the cross of Christ again as far as for their baptism. Lord, you are the children of suffering to this day and throughout the world. May the Lord God come to the building. I pray that you'll be healed, everyone. Let us preach out the word. What is faith? And the words of the Holy Spirit complete the faith when you're written for everyone. Let every song, let every pastor fall, and let minister that shall minister from this platform around them of the Holy Spirit about that very time for the hour that we're now serving thee. Let it go. For if it was not already in sweet place, all thoughts and iniquity before thee that thou brought them out by the washing of the word of water, separating all sinfulness, evil thoughts, shouting thoughts, all words that not pertain to thee, say, we forgive for those things, and now we go here with your heart and clean mind to serve you. Grandfather, for we commit all to you now, in the name of God, Son of our Jesus. Amen. Can you hear me well along the side? If you tell me to raise your hand, say amen. Over here, or the back, or back, and back, and the back, and back, that's fine. Now, to do the new prayer, and the Holy Spirit be, now first we want to read some of His Word. And then for a point of the day, talking on vision, I've already inaugurated for the same part of the 15th chapter. And again with the 14th verse. As you just hear my two 11th, as they sat at the feet and embraced them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. May the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His Word. This commission that was given by our Lord was to preach the gospel to all over the world. Now, sometimes we wonder, and in my heart, I do not try to premeditate on what to say until I get to the platform of all my knowledge and power, and my grammar's very bad, and if I write down something, to talk about, no one else to read it, and I got to know what I have to read it on, so it wouldn't do me any good, so I would have to depend on him to tell me what to say. And I've gotten by for 23 years, I'm willing to cut him off, and so he's going to take that thought. Now, I believe that down in my heart, that this came back for the last few days to preach on the second coming of the Lord Jesus, that I tried Chicago, or tried going to the city of New York, come on down to the world, I'm going to the city, but I do just have to speak for them. I'm even going to make it a speech, if I can. So, on the second coming, and now I'm writing a book, not one like my others, because they are written by other people. And I'm not a scholar, so music probably understand all this background and all this. So I'm just going to write my own words, kind of like a commentary on the writing of music and my own personal meaning with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit being with me, and I'm eating what I did. And I like to take out the book of Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and so forth, each one excerpts from each one all the lines being bring into the New Testament. And now, I'm going to take the recording so that I can take it all pretty soon in my head. Now, Genesis, Gospel, Genesis, Greek, I believe that we're living in one of the most marvelous days that we ever lived. And the most greatest time that any person has ever lived on the earth. Because, you said, what about the time when Jesus was here? Well, he was coming for that God to see and then give him again, but now he's coming for another reason no more. Now he's working, and that reflects in the middle of the earthly reserve that the human beings have, and now we're becoming this time, they end up all life of mortality, going into immortality now. And then the whole human, all the sin of all angels is settled down into the generations of people of humanity now. All the weaknesses from our fathers that inbred conditions, the spells and sicknesses and diseases right now have never been known in all the world. And then another thing I read that when Satan was prophesied before God by the Lord rise to the last days, destroy moral life and spiritual life and everything that he could, I believe that if all the selfish of all the evil is being stuck out on the human race to this day, I believe that all the grain will be stuck out as it was the quarter of it by the Heavenly Father, by all the church in this last day. And what day is it we're living in? All eyes are dust, and I hope I can see something. I'll be there anyhow, but I just hope I live to see this day when I can see it coming from Arizona across the world, showing hands together, voices in the air, what a day that will be. I hope your heart is burning that. I realize that atomic bombs, hydrogen bombs, polar bombs, hanging in the hands of wicked enemies, trying to look at it and destroy the whole world that is God. Completely overnight, all the other way to do it there, into the hands of ungodly, sinful people. You are sure that they'll just go in, that's all. Into that, and what are they remedying? That God didn't sure that. Oh, if we could jump up there inside the bread now and open our eyes and see what God is doing. Now, I know we've got the bags and things, but I recognize that. Just but here's the great sign that he promised to return. just like this God has been preached to all the world already, then he will return. And he won't return, he can't return until that has been done. Jesus is the name of the church to carry out his orders. And he substituted teachers of theology and so forth and left off the real main commission and support to preach the gospel. Well, then, some of you would say, well, Brother Brandon, haven't you preached the gospel all these years? With reverence, I say no. Did you know that 2/3 of the world has never even heard one word about Jesus Christ? 2/3 of the population of this world has never heard the Lord Jesus Christ. 1/3 in Christianity is about 3 or 4 places behind. First Quran, Buddhist, so forth, Genesis, and Exodus, all the prophets and gathered by the devil. See how far we are behind? Then, in that, then we have our differences between each other, between the Catholics, the Protestants, the Protestants, the Bishops, the Poor Gospel, the Evangelicals, and so forth. Everyone gives them one from the other side of each one of us. Now, you see, let's just stop and think about these things. And let's get down to, I love great joy. That's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. In God. We need to have it in God. But there's got to be time that we've got to shut the barn before we need it. So let's get on the real power of gospel teachings in God. See, we're getting started right to build up from my dad. The gospel doesn't mean bad facts. They're fine. God gives more facts and science. It's one way of doing it. And I think that the fact society has done a greater job at getting their part done than we the gospel preachers are doing to talk about that again. Right? The gospel is a little competition number really good. The gospel is not going out and teaching the Bible. That this is the gospel. It is written in the scriptures that the gospel is coming to just the word only. But to the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. The gospel, that is the word, but the letter is killing. The Spirit killeth life. Now, a speech made here on the black book in here is that the speech are never die and become germinized and die, it'll never do anything. So the speech, the word here, has to be made manifest in order to be the gospel. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, if you think of what the Word was, before a word is the expression of thought. It has to be a thought before it's a word. So God, in the beginning, gave the thought of what would be, both the word was, he would receive the word, and it produces what God saw was. The word is, the gospel is speech form. If you have three words, say, Brother Ben, if you're coming to that acorn tree, would you give me an acorn tree, and I'll give you an acorn? You have an acorn tree potentially, but it's in a speech form. You can't say you absolutely got to preach until the speech has produced the preach. Well, preaching the word is the acorn. But making it live is the gospel.
Exactly.
That's right. If you come to the Holy Spirit, that's the word. And receiving the Holy Spirit is making it live. Manifesting. If you come to these blessings by the word, then accepting the word and producing what it says is the gospel. Going into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The very next slide is proof that just teaching the word was good. Let these signs of our land to believe. And my teaching shall cast out devils, evil spirits, people who come, take up servants, and make residences for the heart of man, lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now that is the gospel that has theology and teaching has substituted that place.
Now, I believe that the religion that says you want the Holy Spirit is ruling among the hearts of people, regardless of how much criticism, how much fanaticism, God's under obligation to take that church out of the Gentiles and set the church right back on that platform. And it will. And I believe that it's moving now and coming forth. Therefore, my heart burns. I'll say this, I'll be honest. I'm not talking to all America, but I'm talking to America. Or such as we call America. The real America is the Indian. God gave him this land, he got away from it. But we call ourselves America. But I believe that the great calling of the revival in America has been turned down by the American people at home. They just simply can't perceive the word. There's been much gospel preached in the form of the word across America that has this country a second level of evil. But they turn it down. And the great advancement, Gabriel, and Zachary, many other great men over and across the country, preaching the gospel. God's working, Holy Spirit ruling among the people and accepting to say, accepting Christ as a personal Savior. Go back to God into the water of the world like you were in the first place. There's such a thing as an intellectual faith. You're refusing to go to Chicago. I read something that is on the radio that just thrilled my heart. One says that your God says that a man saved it in his heart, and the spirit, and out of my heart. The scientist said that God got it in himself. There were no mental faculties in the heart of the sanctuary, yet the same with his mind. His mind was the only thing they could think of. And that was his heart, was his mind. But God doesn't make the spirit. He says, heart in the heart. And if you use the gold medical science, found that in the center of the human heart is a medial place that doesn't have blood, cells, or anything around it, and it claims it's the occupation of the soul, and it doesn't have it. So after all, I was wrong, man thinks to his heart. Now, you can have an intellectual faith by hearing the word and receiving it in your mind and expecting an ongoing faith, which is intellectual faith. But the faith that Jesus was speaking of in St. John 5:24, he didn't hear my words and believe us. All we need to send me has everlasting life. That doesn't come from intellectual faith, that comes from all of your will. As a man anchors in his heart, he's born again, and from there comes forth his thought, his soul, not from his mind, but from his soul. Something that tells that it's right from his mind, that it's wrong. Amen. You know what I mean? Right on the line says what the doctor says, what the pastor says, you know anything about it. In your soul. Well, that's the only thing you want to be there. Sorry, God, but that's not yourself, isn't it? That's the gospel tonight. And sadly, overseas, going into all of the different places, seeing how we got going to the last time of the year, we had a gospel first week in our school. Well, we have 30,000 converts wanting to use it. By seeing the gospel. Then, when we started in India, after 20 years, 20 years, I've taken a trip to India, our first stop was, after left the yard, was to live in Portuguese. There, man with us, Mr. Brown Bummer, the German man, who knows about all the celebrities that he has met. Around the world. I met there with the governors and princes and so forth. They had a little dinner. And I got a chance to testify of the glory of the gospel in their presence. worship each and all 100% Catholic. They don't worship them, but they're just in the National Church, so they're prophesying and also worshiping you. That way, some people let the Christians to call their hell. That don't mean they're Christians. Because if I'm a mother's Christian, no sign of Christian. You're a Christian when you're born again in the Spirit of God. But in there, we found a little Pentecostal church way back along the hillside. All the good stuff everywhere. And then we had a meeting for a couple of nights. One went back up on the old road, both the rain was getting on that. But Billy and I got rid of everybody that was with us, and we went up to the city. And you talk about a meeting, we had one. Oh, my. Hungry hearts, loving the Lord, a meeting that was all called 100% of the word Catholic people in the ring, they kept the Lord Jesus. What a marvelous meeting. And from there, we come off to Rome. And as you know, I'm an Irish person, my people, before we were all Catholic. And so, I wanted to visit Rome. Well, nothing, and the Catholic people are blessed today. My Catholic friends, I have no more against you than I do the Protestants. I don't call myself a Catholic or a Protestant or one.
Amen, brother.
I don't call myself a believer of the Bible or a way of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's why. The Catholic says this word is inspired, all of us. But the church is over the word. That's wrong. The Protestant says this is inspired as much as I believe us to be inspired. What if he's not the bar of the Holy Spirit? That's not the bar of the King of the Father. What if the theology will permit them to say it's the bar? The need is every word of the bar is the only foundation for the Christian. God's Word. I don't know how you will make it manifest. God says maybe you wouldn't do anything to that, but it's true that the truth has to stand every word of the Holy Spirit. The God's infallible, eternal, ever-present Word. As plainly as God himself, living in word form. Isn't that wonderful? God himself in word form. Well, I'm ready to take up all the councils of Catholics, Protestants, and so forth. This is God's word. God has God, you see. He wants him to change the word and he still works. Now, in that we went into the Vatican City, I want you to see a few things that I heard one of the family who were people down and so forth. That is true. All through that, we went to the Vatican City, over to St. Peter's and so forth. I probably got a little discouraged out there and said, you were here and there, I don't believe that. So we had a little discussion about that. They didn't believe me, so then I went on down and went down to the Vatican City. Going there to see all the pictures and the workings of the early saints, and down under the ground, step of the graveyard, under the ground, the little baby, you can see what they did on the corner, hiding the worship. So, well, God hiding the word about that. He won't do the one thing that I do with another. The good word baptism was said. How does the devil look at him like the way he got his grave there? So I on the local. And we come on out of there, and then I went down to see where Paul had his head chopped off. And I went in that old, cold, dismal cell. Oh, we on the side where the broken small was there, under the embrace of the Holy Ghost. The cell was chopped, head off, kicking out the window, put the white down the sewer. And I caused my Bible to use me so much to me. I believe he was inspired. The right to speak of that next day, he wanted to show a big church where the great mass was going on all the time. And I went down there and we had a high mass or some sort of a mass. And there was a lady taking him in, and I went down to meet the place where he got the bridge on. And they were all the monks until the plane is gone from the bones, then take the bones and make the building out of all the life pictures, make the bones and make the life pictures and so forth to come out of the human bones. And before they get the grave, then they pick up the bones and just make it like a graveyard and leave the church. And now, standing there, it comes to something. Among those corners were the skulls of those among the squads. The travelers in the different parts of the world going in there had rubbed those skulls, they almost rubbed the holes in them. They were white, they were made up of gold, black color, red, brown, black. They rubbed them and gave a blessing. All the skulls are getting them. I don't have too much thinking people to see. There was one named Mary out of mind. That was a little guy hanging to that. Said, remember, traveler, we once was as you are now, and you someday will be as we are now. That gives you something to think about. The next day, Dan Bonhoeffer had a, I was being interviewed by the Pope. So they, then, as they were interested in meeting the Pope of Rome, which he said that he would do it on the east. I asked Dan Bonhoeffer what I was to do. I know he seems how they reflect the city's view of the order of Jesus and so forth, how they have to drink it, so I have to even hope. And they told me that I had to lift this ring on his finger across the bottom. I'll give any man due credit, doctor, or whatever he may be, but the word of the man, that's different. I don't know, I said, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Any kind of worship to a man. Worship goes to God. Now, that's the religion, that's the Catholic religion, that's their faith, that's all that's up there. But for me, that's a little different to the Bible, that don't you call it, and mine. So I couldn't do it. My conscience wouldn't let me do it. The Holy Spirit was sent me to do it. So I found a little thing called permission way back to the corner. Right on the shadows of that extreme man, and the great evening campaign for rocking out the prospects, the old folks around, they don't have a solid body like that in the city, I'm sure. But people have come with me tonight, I'm just seeing the shining face of God. So I have to be there. So, we turn it on all over the Cairo, London City. Then on into Arabia, and from Arabia on to Bombay. These men there with the ministers and so forth, very delegated, the excellent teachers, reached the Lord and the next, they had a great mood up there when they got the ball thrown away. Each one had the word pushed off, I guess. Darwin, I think they called it. And so then we went to the top of the hotel and we made our room to stand for the meeting. And there had been some lady that went in there ahead of me, and had about 6 or 8 months, and maybe a little longer, and had a healing technique, and called a little stuff. And the brother told me something about taking up all the rooms, and he was trying to take some, and he said, he's going to get somebody. The third was trying to have a lot of people in. So we looked like we had a meeting in the outdoor set. And there, the mayor of the city, Tom, had had an interview with the mayor and the president. He was up together. President of India, over 470 million people. And when he got on there, the mayor of the city, I think probably the name of that city, it's in my father's father. And in India, that's the greatest of the beginning when you go to India, homeboy. I never seen such an experience in my life. So they told me I have to not get on the open, but would have to send to my sister at Rome and stuff. And would have a church. Would have to be held at a church. Or they couldn't give protection out there. And what they could, they could be a church. And imagine, and the mayor himself told me that there were 500,000 people in the city that come there for the reason for the and to the most part of the nations and cities of Bombay. And they had a great big church there, and I also sometimes a reasonable church, way, way deep down south of this auditorium. The greatest jar of God's presence is covered about a half acre, and they had these microphones, and the people were for block after block that the egg patrol car that I was walking off, trying to get room for me to come down the aisle with the yoke to get the place to go where you can sit. You never do that in your life. People sat right there for a long time tonight. I've often talked to people that America had for me, but there's not one poor old man as I've seen him. If you go down the street of Santa Cruz and you see a man eating the center out of a garbage can, you're not poor. That's either a mental condition or a present. We've got charity here. We've got organizations of charity that are helping. We got an old man's home, old people's home. We got everything. We're there to help. There isn't anything on earth about to help them. He's either simply upset or he prefers to do it. That's his present. Now, well, you see the man of India, he hasn't got nothing to help. And I'm not here to say one word of sanctity and so forth like that, but I think it would be sent a lot better than it is the word sent. But I did say that, I heard that a whole lot, but I won't. But anyhow, I have my ideas and my thoughts in my heart. But isn't that one of the most pathetic signs of human beings ever seen? I walked by that little one and see the colored people there, living in a little bathroom hut. That poor little fellow never had a bag in their life, sitting over out of that man, I thought that was something sad. But I forgot about that when I came in here. To see him this week, regular little stuff to hand, little children told me he got there one step that high, little mothers on the street with their poor little babies, and little child pumpkin, and a little handsome left eye on his side, screaming, crying, and dying for food. And we break it all to the garden stand. Red! Well, that is something. This is just on the side. You know what Bible says in the last days of demons? What does it? They're good citizens. When I've seen a man with a dog to shit there and the way they acted before those poor people, and they'd be ashamed. A little boy with a big foot like that, dragged him on like that, got me up a couple of $1,000 to the mountain, to walk out and get up and like this walk with that poor little fella. Have mercy, have it! And we call ourselves Christians, we call ourselves nothing. Listen, let me tell you, that man out there, a little sheep dog was riding and hunting around the place. The old fellow said, man, never seen a pair of shoes follow the street yet. Never seen a person's clothes on under a long time. The little lady, not only that big on any little man, it's about like that little lady with no shoes on, coming down the street. Well, they were in there, they were everywhere, I'll get that. Walking to the street like that little star, monkey hanging behind me. Walking on, you walk up and just fall on the street later, and the fellow hanging down. You don't own nothing. You ain't got nobody to feed. If you say you'll get up to the devil if you don't, you're out of there. They'll come along and make a bucket like that, put up on a thing like that, take it over to the chief and his shelter, and go in there and drink it. Little boy, terrible. If he can hurt that much food, there will be 3 days, no matter if it's dry or cold at all, or whatever it is, you can live it. And I need to imagine how it is. They got natural resources about the mentality of the dog on the dock. Old man sitting there in the old place of the mud puddle there. His wife waters in the mud puddle. And if he wants something for water to drink, he drinks out of the mud puddle. If he wants to cook, he takes the same walk away where his wife wants to take up there to cook with it. His mom has got nothing else. He is the great grandfather of Jesus, father of Stephen. Father said, his grandfather was the same thing, his father was the same thing, here he is doing the same thing, and there comes his children from the same thing. And then the great people's father rolled past by, six blue shaded cadillacs, lying cold in the wrist, and yet they tell us, they tell him that we're all But he promises something. You know how? It's called, we will all of you, both Christian class, be attacked and things like that. And the church has the same marks the same reason over there.
The power
equivalent is equal to Christianity. They say it is a temple of the ten. That was Muhammad.
They call it the reverence go over your hand. And then we go to their office. That night when we went out to the meeting, they get in there as almost as possible. The next day I was entertained by 17 different religions of India. That's a 17 different religions keep one of the Christianity. They say it is a temple of the dead. Now we have Mohan, the Hindu, the Sikh, the Jain, the Buddha, the whole body. Some worship, some worship cows. The Jain, probably the one that calls it their monastery. They can't cut their hair, they can pull it out of their fingers. They can't cut their beard, they can pull it out of their fingers. And they have to have a paper thing that goes over their mouth and looks around their ear, because they're afraid that they read the magnify to their dead mother or father. They're robbed of another mind. The information. They have those things that they sweat before as they went, because they might step on their uncle or aunt or someone who would have died and come back in the form of a queen or something. Isn't that horrible? Those people naturally as men and women are all brothers and sisters. If you were to die, they would give you a love temptation to save your life. If you go to a Chinese or a first man or whoever it is, that God gave a one foot all men? But you go to another second hand of whether you was in it? And no animal can take you from another foot. But one see how God did it? We never come from hell, we come from God. God made man in his own. Now, I'm going to come in that magnificent. I have a word. And notice, when God went to the services that night of the ten services, they made a city like they could shoot off. Walked in there, they were still in the family, and the high priest, the head of all set before him, with his name over his mouth, and there's 17 different religions represented there. So he wanted to look at that book, and he set out in the middle like this, looked the same. And so they began to have an interpreter. And one of them said, you, all in America, call yourself Christian. Call yourself religious. And that you put every scientific research that you can on finding some kind of a bomb or something that will kill your colony. Yes. Yeah. That you might kill everybody in the world with some kind of atomic bomb and then take it to religion. You got the bomb and still burn it. Then you'll success. Now, the gentleman got up to Muhammad. He said, you as a Christian? He said, you take your book and call the Bible. Said, we have them over here to the stores and everything. Said, we ask you some questions in the Bible. Said, for instance, your mark, 16, and then there's a question. And then we ask them if we could see the pieces that you talk about. Said, for instance, if we could see new teachers produce what he said you would do, we'll be ready for this. But he said, you are the way that the black horse might start. He said, I want you to know one thing. All of the poor here is inspiring. There you are. I did that too. That's another thing. And then I went to the east, I said, would you gentlemen hand my knee? If we would have had the police and so forth to get me into a place, they promised they would. The following night, which is my second night, and then one thing tonight before there was a little dance and some boy, and he looked, I couldn't get no more to do because he said that settled about 7:30. It went frantic. And the next night when Billy and I went down to the meeting, we were released an hour and 45 minutes by the meeting. They had lines of people that were held up there for 4 miles of breath of police and militia. But you couldn't stop it. And so the line closed in this way, and back this way, scattered until we got up there. And when we got to the meeting that night, they had all these fellows sitting around. The Holy Spirit hanging. Oh, wow. After a while, you couldn't get out of prayer for it. So he said, thank you, I'm going to go down and play one time. lives up on the ship. There's no way of doing it. So they go down and pick up one, that building, some of the buildings, go down and pick up one, and bring it up. There you can hear the stuff that's called just at least 2 miles anyway, we're just lower people. So then, the amount of children come to, it just showed me just what the trouble was. But it wouldn't say they were needed. Now, I can say it, of course, the devil. Here come little child, and I thought, surely, this will be the time. It looks like I'm going to get wrong. Told him who he was, where he was from, what he was doing, all about it. But he was no assurance that he knew. Well, they passed on. Then here come a man that was blind. They were speaking. And when he comes, stood up there, the interpreter is speaking to him, and he speaks to him, he's worshiping. And the first thing he did was tell him who he was. Then told him he was a married man, he had two children. And told him he was a worshiper of the sun. Now what they do, they set watch the sun. And as the sun comes up, they gaze right at it, until it goes home over the set in the west. He was in total blind for 1 year. The sun worship. Now, watch it, see what the vision said. But then, since the vision picked it out, I started to turn to the audience in that prayer for the man that had gone. Here the vision stood out here in front of me again, and there it was with his mind. Oh, here it is. Amen. Now, oh, my goodness. Oh, what a feeling! I don't care if it's dead or not, it's going to come in. It was a song. God, I'm just going to put it down. Oh, here's the time now. So I turned to the people out there. I said, you said if you would ever see Jesus Christ reproduce his life in his church, she would receive. That's what I'm about to do. That's the very thing that he did. He never claimed to be a good. He said, I only do what the Father tells me, but what he shows me. Thank God, by 1960, he said, when one of you got to move on, there's a people up there, you and the other, one of your family, one of the house, they knew well and well. And when he was he said, very, very often, Jesus Son can do nothing to himself, but what he speaks the Father doing, that is the Son of God. I said, of course, I could be a little but if God was down to say the first word to heal, I'd do that. What's the name of God? Jesus, you're the terror, God spoke to that. What did that was? Well, the guy was dying and his ministry was going on, and he wanted to raise three of them again, and that's what he wanted to do. Get what I mean? Now, I said, I want to ask you something. I'll be hurrying out of clothes. I said, I want to ask you something. I said, gentlemen, are the religions of India not better because they were? I said, here's the man that the Holy Spirit has called the enemy. And told him who he was. That's exactly what our Lord Jesus did. Here's the man who I came to speak his language. He's older than I am. We were born 12,000 miles apart of London. And I said, and different natives, different nations, different languages, I've never seen them alive. They're Holy Spirit, they're cold, moody, and forth, come down to talk to them. I said, that's why he's not in India. I said, now he's blind. I said, now gentlemen, the riches of the world, can go on the riches to anything with this man. I said, no word what the change is, my way of thinking. You say, well, he's not worship, we want God. Sincere in your heart, please you worship God. I said, now he worships the creatures and the creator. The creation of his creation, the spirit. I said, but he did. I said, now why do you want to make a stand out of him? You're telling him to cross the heaven just to worship the insect. Why do you want to make a cow worship? You're telling him to cross and worship the cow. A Mohammed the same way. A Buddha the same way. You're only changing his way of thinking with his dynamics. I said, we have the same thing in there. Only the right thing for God. But a man wants to take a Methodist out of a Baptist, a Baptist wants to take a Presbyterian out of a Lutheran, a Pentecost wants to take a Assembly out of a Mormon, and a Mormon wants to take a something out of something else. What is God's power? Nonsense. There's one true living God. God calls the world to worship. if we got that in America, only in other forms, we only have the one God, but we have a lot of these different organizations and got to make people think it's the message way, think it's the Pentecostal way, think it's the Church of God way, think it's the way that way, other than psychology. Man born again, that's all. No matter what it is, wrong it is, it's born again, it's wrong. But he is God's God. Jesus accepts man is born again, it's now, I said, that's it. We have the same thing in America. This is another form. The same devil is doing it. It's just under another form. Now, I said, the thing of this, if 22 people said the word God is in harvest, and to begin with, well, some of them went there before Edward, and you're really starting to say it. So then, all of God is a form of the Hebrew religion, and it's a very God. And I said, now, if it is the beginning of all the creation comes to your God, this is the preacher of God, surely you can do something about it. All of a sudden, you know what I mean? Listen, you think about the challenge this way right out there? Not that God says so, but God says so, let's have it. You're going to need it for more than you can. I said, now, if I tell you the truth, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God made his mother on the third day as a witness. He is sitting on high and says the things that I do shall you do also. Go to all the world. Preach the gospel. Go on with you. Always. Even the name of the Lord. Live on the world and get in the world. Yet Jesus, for I, personal pronoun, will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Right. I said, if he's raised from the dead, he absolutely has an indication that the same thing he promised in the Bible. I say, come forward now. This is a doctor here, and anyone wants to examine the man first. I said, if Jesus Christ is raised to the dead, how the hell would this allow to be the beast of the men standing here that is going to see his side? I said, now, if there's a doctor in anyone here, think of 500,000 people. I said, there are any of you gentlemen out there of the religions of India, if your God is the power of an almighty God, come forward for two coming here for this man. Everybody gets down. Right? Oh, they didn't believe in the truth. They didn't believe in the supernatural. They had to believe with it. But they brought the man over. I said, if Jesus Christ will give me his five cents here, protect you now, save you now. I asked him, that time raising somebody else's body, I don't know what to do. But Christ has said that this man standing here is going to receive his life as soon as I say the word that he told me to say. That's your hundreds and hundreds of missionaries standing watching. I said, now, that thing is going to be natural for your people. See, we use terms and things God has been in the beginning, the creator, and his ruler. Then they brought the men forward. I put my hand upon his word, one of the beasts. I said, then, Heavenly Father, what was the state of your word? Standing there before 17 total different religions that opposed it. And these poor people are led by you. Let us know today that you're still the Lord Jesus raised from the dead. And let them know that we told the truth that he is the Son of God and raised from the dead and witnessed today. Doing the same thing that he did and going to come in the Bible, I ask you to bring it down. And when I cut my hand off his eyes, he let out a scream that you didn't hear my voice over him. They begin to grab everybody, even the mayor of the city, and hold the kingdom. He can see as good as any man can see in his third today. And that man is testified before the president of India. All along the white supremacist went into the room on this place of glory. And I got the whole thing like that. I said, now, before I had the prayer of the man, I said, if Jesus Christ will restore the sight of that man according to the city, if I said, how many of you here will renounce all other religions and would accept the living God that proves itself to be here? How many of you here, all their hands went up everywhere? And when I said, now, how many of you said that Jesus Christ is a personal figure? It's just like a black man, the very word, people screaming, raising their hands to the living God. I'm not accepting all of them. How many times have you accepted the Lord Jesus? got a mortgage. That's right. Getting out of that, I just tore my shoes, so I must be pissed off my clothes, my pockets were all wet. The next day on the garden, there's nowhere, there was nothing going around. They said, "Well, friends, the best thing we can do is in the present time, and we'll get this place up, and we'll tell him where we'll have a handful of meter over there in front of these people. I'm going back, out of way." Now, coming to the Lord, what is it? You said, as good as it is, you can pass them a million tracks in your head. That's good. You could have preached the gospel out of here for a little long, as good as it is, it's all right, it's perfect. But yet, you were not done. The gospel is demonstrating or taking the manifestation of the rich word. It's manifesting what the Bible says and what the Sabbath says. Making known to the people of preaching the gospel that every nation and every people stand Jesus for God. How do you call the people to the right day? I bring this grace to you as well as everyone with you right now. I'll serve you with all my heart. Change and thank you. Come to the depths of your heart. Come down here as a tablet. Not because you read and believe it. That's good. That's the first thing. That's faith. But by faith, you've heard it. This will happen down here. By faith, you believe it intellectually. But really, as it happens down here, friends, there is something in there that will touch and speak with God all night. No matter what you've done, you might have shouted, you might have run, you might have spoken some, you might have done all these things. That's not what I'm talking about. I thought I had ever had a year that touched and speak with God and was never lost. Jesus has it all in his hands. All the life, power, faith, and mountains, so forth, to have out from God, the earth, and the mountains. So I have power, or speak the poor, and all my money, and speak with God, and all these other things, I have nothing. Peace, and the heart, the gospel, not the hearing of the word up here, but the receiving of the power down here, in your heart. I hope you have received it. Father, in our head, just a moment for a word of prayer. Let us finally we come to be at the end of this hour of talking our gospel. Thou, Lord, knows all things, knows the heart of man, and you see here the thing that we're now living, how the world has changed. How the man but man was turned down in the imitation of the Lord Jesus, just as he offered man.
talking to me, helping me. I don't know how many more days they don't stay here in this world. But how is it true? Have I ever met women here today to find their position? If they're in their out of Christ. And maybe if they're out of Christ and they come in for God's law and the great rock, Christ. And they're going to be meeting and saying this text of that meeting and be saved. I'll never get that. I wonder if the audience can understand this from the community. If there be any place you know the Lord for that is not a Christian, but say, Brother Branham, I really now something down in my heart. I will not be planned. I won't be expecting now for a born again Christian. I'll go to the Christian. I really want to be a Christian. And my reason is mine, and not to be Brother Branham, but to God, I won't be expecting that now for I come. Would you raise your hand?
Salvation.
of the gospel of the land. God bless you for it, and God bless you, you, that wonderful song of praise. God bless you, sister, God bless you, brother, God bless you. That is fine. I'll now raise my hand and ask to God, as I see the prayer of hope, the world is ending. Did you hear somebody a week ago one time celebrate those? This is what I'm going to tell you. Scientific research says that the end of the world is in sight. Are you trying to save it? Now, come into me now, all these ways. Come into your brother, and please, what is my mind in your heart? As God now is doing with his truth, all in our hands. Kind Father, Creator of the earth, all of everlasting life, today, right today, in the shrine of our Lord Jesus Christ, grant that every sinner that raised their hand will be set. We know they will. For God is immediately come to me, I'll hold my hands out. And you also said, Lord Jesus, no man can come to me except my Father draws him first. Then bring Holy Spirit, your ministry is speaking to man with falling through. Drawing him. With the nature they could have. You touch them first. Man don't see you see man. Jesus said that if you had the sixth person, you call, they now come to accept the Lord Jesus as Savior. And Lord, just now, they are deep anchored down in their soul, like the river that flows so freely. It is joy of being free from sin, rewarded in just now. Look at that wrong, and say, oh, your sin be as far as it is, white as snow. I pray, Father, that the last time you will take back into the fold, and those who want to be born again, grant, Lord, that the great Holy Spirit, moving in the physical form, comes down to the building, does that? Make his way into every heart. Pick up down the pain, way to the soul. That is all. May this be the beginning of the word, greatest, most spiritual revival that the city's ever had. May it break out of every church. Greatest joy is throughout the city. May we still be sitting here living. Give great joy to the earth, revival here on the hill, when I'm in the mirror. Just now, what we ask in his name, amen. How many of you in here are right now, if Jesus is coming to go with the flesh of your hand, whatever it was, God bless you. Oh, listen to that wonderful, almighty.